We're on halacha vav. So now we're going to talk. You just got to keep track in this Gemara of what Rabbi Akiva is actually saying. That's the hardest part of this page.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, it's a pretty straightforward page.
Just when you think you know it, they roll.
Yeah, they just keep changing it. Okay, let's see the Mishnah.
What page are we on?
196A1.
96A1. That's good.
Halacha 6. Kolnach Bashan Zem Zem Mutar. Whenever things are pickled together, that is to say vegetables, because vegetables are bland, they don't give out tam. It's like if a person doesn't have any personality, it's like a bland vegetable.
Mm-hmm. I wrote the first case in the list, and said
that vegetables
that are pickled together are awesome.
What we weren't talking about vegetables.
Olives
are sharp. They have sharp taste. Olives are a fruit. They grow on a tree. Olives grow on a tree. They're not vegetables. And they also are sharp. They have a sharp taste to them. Okay, let's see. I'm going to start again. Halacha 6 is two people just walked in. I'll call it Vashem Zem Zem Utarim. All vegetables pickled together, they don't give time to each other because they are bland. Ela im hachosis, lest there's a pungent bulb, which we've said this before, any of the bulbs which are like, when you give examples, that's six. Garlics, onions, related species. So they don't decompose, their exceptional sharpness, they transfer to flavor when they are pickled. Okay, so remember this. Chisis is the exception. Now, also remember that the Gemara is now saying a very, very strange thing. Because we always said kavash is kumavushal. And if kavash is kumavushal, I don't care whether it is bland or not bland. We're going to see the Gemara is going to change it right away. The first line of the Gemara, we're going to change this word, nichbashim, to nishlakim. Now, so the comment that we had earlier on from before Sheha Mishnah are going to learn that our Gemara, when it changes to our Mishnah, it was Lav Dafka our Mishnah. It was all the Mishnahs in the whole parak. But it's very strange that the Gemara first woke up on our Gemara, on our Mishnah, to change the earlier Mishnah. That's what's going to make that a little bit of a double. But let's learn that way to Violet, okay? So call an akbashim zem zem mutarn, elam chisis. Chisis shel chulin, im chisis shel truma. If you have two sharp bulbs of chulin and truma, then, or yerek shel chulin im chisis shel truma, same thing will be, obviously, if you have a vegetable with the sharp truma, then also it's going to be aser. Because the sharp chisis is always going to give time to whatever's in there with it, because it's sharp, and I'll tell you this: even though it might be min b'mino, and it's the same, it's the same tam, so why would it be usher? But he says it's these degrees of sharpness will be slightly different, and each chisis will have its own unique tam. So therefore, even it's never really min b'mino. That's why Mefarshim explained that. Anyway, usher. If you have, obviously, the chulin is going to be the pungent one, so then that's mutter, because you don't have anything to impact it.
It doesn't absorb it? It doesn't get absorbed.
The chisis chulin will not absorb the yarek shel truma at all, because the yarek shel truma is bland.
The idea of pulling the layout that we had yesterday,
that's not a gay over here. No. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says if you have, he translates it shards of truma.
What are shards?
I don't know. I thought it was beets.
Beets.
Silka. Silka. I thought it was beets. Anyway, that's why I heard it on the tape. Anything that's cooked with these beets are osur. 10, let's see what it says exactly. Yeah, all right.
When you buy beets, you're not getting the leaves that come with it. Those leaves are short.
Chard is some kind of leafy vegetable.
Okay, well, it's not clear what it is. We're going to learn its beets for now.
Okay.
Reb Shimon Oimer, Kruv Shal Shikya, Im Kruv Shal Baal, Osir. This is the quote of the Reb Shimon we had earlier in the Gemara. So if you have the two cabbages, one's from the irrigated field, one's from the field that's rainwatered, they are forbidden. And they shubalea because it absorbs. And we'll see in the Gemara which one absorbs from which. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kalmas Bashlan Zem Zeh, anything that's cooked one with the other.
One of these truma or what?
Yes. Yes, one of them is truma. The one which is going to be bolea, in other words, let's just take it objectively. You don't know which one is the one that's going to be the one that's... We learned before that it was the one that was from the irrigated field, because it was drier and therefore it absorbed more. So if that's the way you learn it, then it's the rainwater source field will be the one which is the truma. And the one which is in the irrigated field is the chulin. If you learn that the one that's being bolea is the one from the rain field, then it's going to be the irrigated field or cabbage that is the truma. Whichever one is the one that's going to be thirsty, that's going to be the chulin one. Okay, so however you learn this Mishnah, it'll change based on that. Okay? And then Rabbi Kiva says a strange thing. Anything which is cooked one with the other is mutter. He's mutter everything. We're talking about min v'mino, right? If you've got, you know...
Only min
v'mino. Chutz min ha-basar, unless it's meat. Now, over here, it's important to know two perushim in this Mishnah, because it's going to be nageya the Gemara. When he says, ella im basar, that might mean that he's still talking about min v'mino, and he's saying that when you have nevela and shera, meats, even though it's min v'mino, but because meat has this, every meat has its own unique taste, every cut of meat has its own unique taste, so therefore it will impact the taste of the other one. And so therefore, he will agree, even though I hold kol mespachon zem zem mutarin, but that's not true by the meat. Mespachon zem zem are also by meat. That's perush number one. Mutter. Well, Mespashan Zem is a mutter because you're not Margish the Tom. And therefore, he argues on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that if it's two cabbages, that it will become osur. However, you're going to learn the pshat over there, but there it's the same taste. And now Reb Akiva is coming and saying, no, same taste is not, if it's Lemalav Lemirit. The only time taste is going to make a difference is if it's Mashabeach. That's what makes it.
You know which ones are which.
Yeah, you know which ones are which. Yeah, we're talking about when you know, you're full aware of the full situation over here. Yeah, that's one pshat. The other pshat, Rabbi Kiva, is that when he says Elam HaBasar, he's not referring to the Min Amino case anymore. He's going back on the previous case where you had vegetables, when Komas Bashlim Zeim Zeh, that it's going to be that there, if it's in basar, if you have vegetables which are cooked with meat, some meat is going to impact those vegetables, and they'll be awesome. Okay? The vegetables will be truma, or if you're talking about a different shayla, an avela of meat, so we'll make the vegetables awesome. Because this is a general rule, he's saying. Is a general rule. It has nothing to do necessarily with truma. Could have to do with truma, but it could also do with any yisurim. Yeah. And did he bring it over here in 14? You should bring it. Rambam, look on the second column. Rambam commentary understands Rabbi Akiva differently. In his view, Rabbi Akiva is discussing foods of different types. His ruling is an extension of the ruling set by Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon concerning truma vegetables. Whereas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon stated only that vegetables do not generally absorb flavor through cooking, Rabbi Akiva adds no foods absorb flavor through cooking except for meat. And thus, meat cooked with truma vegetables is forbidden to non-Kohanim. Okay, so there you have this idea of min v'she'eino mino. Okay? It's hard to keep track of everything here because we keep switching around. We started with Nechboshim, then Rabbi Yossi said Kol HaNishlokin, and now Rabbi Akiva said Kol HaMizbashlim. It's a little confusing, to say the least. I mean, you have to keep track of each statement to see what verb are they using. Are they using pickled? Are they using shliko, which is partially cooked? Are they using Mizbashlim, which is fully cooked? What are we talking about? And why is everything being mixed together in a cholent? Yeah. Okay, we'll try to get it straight. I'm not sure I have it straight yet. It's my third time through. I'm still not sure 100%. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Omer, Kaved Oseres. When it comes to a liver, that will oser other things in the pot because, as you know, liver is full of blood. And in an Oseres, if you had a kosher liver inside the pot, so while it's being piled all the blood, it's not going to be bolea anything. So it doesn't matter what else is in there. It's just doing output. That's the nature of the kaved. Neshi polatas reina balas. That's what he said. Does not absorb.
Kaved oseris. But the kaved itself is not oser?
The first case, kaved oseris, is talking about where the liver was a davar iser. So if the kaved was from a treif animal, or a nevela, so it would oser everything in the pot. Because all the tam is going out of the kaved, and will impact the other things in the pot. But if the kaved was muteras, then it would eino neseras, it would not become osir if there was something else. Let's say it was truma, in a vegetable in the pot. It would not impact the kaved at all. Even a zara would be able to continue to eat the kaved because it's poletas ve'eino osir, ve'eino balas. It doesn't absorb anything. Okay? Now we're on Tzadik Vavam Beis. Mishnah continues with another case, which is the egg. You have the egg. I'm making myself hard-boiled eggs. I throw... Everybody aware of this rule about three eggs? You familiar with that rule? Not to do two eggs. You familiar with that? Yeah. Whatever. Just checking to see if everybody knows about it. So if you have eggs that you're boiling in a pot and you have some spices in there, and the spices, let's say, are spices or truma. So guess what? Even the eggs are in the eggshell. You're boiling them up in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, ne asurin, ne shuhu boleya. Afilu chalman shalo asur, it says. Even the yolk is asur because it absorbs even through the shell. It says somewhere here. That's right, in footnote 2.
And through the egg.
And through the egg white as well, correct. 2, it says, although the egg in question is unshelled, right? Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, it penetrates the porous eggshell. You all know that an eggshell is porous because if any of you have ever made eggs inside a cholent, I do that all the time, it turns brown, as Tzvi can readily attest to as an expert in food. And it is an excellent dish, by the way. You peel it and you make it into like, it's like hot liver with eggs almost. It's great. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, try it. You'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a doctor here that doesn't like the idea.
Yeah, I can't say what it does for your cholesterol, but whatever. May kvashim may shlokas shal truma asurin lazarim. This is pashat. If you have water which you have soaked truma, or which you have cooked truma in, that water is obviously going to be also to non-kohanim. Okay, now Rabbi Yochanan comes and says that the statement that we started the Mishnah with, which was Kol Hanichbashim Zem Zem Mutarim, Mutarim, that it says anything which is pickled with one another is Mutar. Rabbi Yochanan starts off the Gemara and says, Les Hanichbashim, forget about that word Nichbashim, that's not true. Ella Nishlokin. The word should be Nishlokin. What's the word Nishlokin mean? It's partially cooked. Mufarshim on the bottom in the Hebrew says that partially cooked means Kamaychal ben Drusoi. He says that he brings that from some Rishonim, but other Mufarshim don't agree with that. He says to look at Rav Chaim. I didn't look, so I don't know what Rav Chaim says. I heard the rabbi, what's his name, the on the OU website.
Elephant?
No. I forgot his name. Shrekloff. Oh, boy. Whatever. He said that you just pour hot water over it. That's it. Shmuel Bloom. Thank you. Shmuel Bloom. Shmuel Bloom. He said it means you just pour hot water over it. Like, it's like, I assume everything he says comes from Chaim. That on Shabbos when you pour hot water over something, it's does kadei klipa, you know. In your day it's true, it's also true on Shabbos. Iri kli rishon is mavashal kadei klipa, right? Okay, so whatever it means, Rabbi Yochanan is changing the Mishnah. That's the main thing. Let's make sure we understand this. It's not nechbashim, it's nishlokin. But kovash, kirei seyachu. When it comes to kovash, we all know kovash kamavushal. It's just like boiling two things up together. It's not mutarim. Kol hanichbashim is asurin. Yochanan is really radically changing the Mishnah with this. Okay? I just want to see one thing over here. Yes, now in the end of footnote 5, this is very important. He brings the brackets. Rash and Rush understand Rabbi Yochanan to be amending the text of all the Mishnayos in the whole chapter. Right? That's a major, major change. Wherever the term Nechbashim is mentioned, it gets replaced with Nishlokin. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is not just going on our Mishnah, it's going on the previous Mishnah as well. All right, very important. Let's go on. Rav Hanina Terta B'Shem Rav Hoshea. So now he says, all agree, a chulin onion, even if it's partially cooked with a shum of garlic, well, I don't know why he changed it. I guess he changed it to make it taste different. I'm not sure. Chosis b'chosis min mamino. That's why he did it. Okay, so the English is kind of like throwing a curveball at me. So if you have a partially cooked garlic and onion, so that's min v'sheino mino. But if you have chasis b'chasis, where it's min v'mino, if it's both are onions, right? And then you would partially cook it. Then there's a machlokas. Then you have a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva is going to hold what? Mutter. He's going to hold its mutter. V'chachomim v'yisrim. So this is stage one of what we're going to say. So this shita is Rabbi Hanina. Okay, now Rabbi Yossa, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Did he quote Rabbi Yochanan over there the first time?
No.
No, this was Yishia. Okay, so this Rabbi Yossa is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. That they agree what? That if you had meat in meat, min mamino, that it's mutter, it'll be that if it's cooked together, it's mutter. So we're talking about what? In other words, number 10, in other words, only with respect to chassis, they disagree with Rabbi Akiva. That's where they say it's osur. Because it's exceptionally sharp, so even a light type bulb, it says it's going to be osur. For other types of food like meat, they're going to agree with Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be permitted even when fully cooked with the forbidden food. That's very interesting. Even when fully cooked, this is very just hard. It's hard to read words like that. To have someone say that fully cooked food together is much. It's just. I can't even read it. The reason like foods do not render each other forbidden. The forbidden taste is indiscernible in the permitted food. Therefore, it's unclear why wood pungent bulbs are different. Their exceptional sharpness does not make their flavor any more discernible in the permitted food. So
you're telling me
it's a little funny.
I can roast a treif roast and a kosher roast in the same oven, maybe even in the same pot. And as long as I know which one was the kosher one, it's okay.
So that's what it says here.
I don't think that Rabbi Heinemann would give a hechsher.
No, I didn't say that this is the maskara. At this point in the Gemara, that's what it seems to be saying. Right.
Didn't we say in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva says that meat with meat is usher?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on one second. Hold that question. We're coming right. We're mamish coming up to it. Oh.
What is the
Basar
Bebasar talking? What is the
Isra
of the
Basar?
Are we sure?
We know what each thing is.
What do we know?
We know one is kosher and one is treif. But it's min mamino, it doesn't change the taste, and therefore it's mutter. There be moida, the chachamim are moida to Rabbi Akiva. That's what he's saying. So Amar Rav Zeira, the Gemara's going to change this in just a second. Amar Rav Zeira, he says it's Asa. The Gemara changes the Gersa to Asa. It's true. But in the way he's learning here in the English, he doesn't change it. I don't know why. Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Yasa, because the way he learns it here in the English, he's going to maskana come out that way. So he doesn't bother with it. But the Gemara, I think he couldn't be civil to even have this as a Gersa. Hold on one minute. Hold on one second. Amar Rav Zeira Rav Yasa. So he said, Ilu lo amrit hadah. Had you not said this, yuch chinesh lo have a yadin duchim, we would have never known that as on our own. In fact, we would have thought the contrary. Why? That everybody would agree that basa b'basa would be usher. So maybe you misheard what Rav Yerchanan said. Dilma lo yas amrit ella. Maybe what he really said was, that Rabbi Akiva, when he's mater, chassis, b'chassis, that was only in that case of chassis, but if it was basar b'basar, he would be maskim that it would be asar. Maybe you're misunderstanding what was said. And then, in fact, asar b'avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mater Rabbi Akiva l'chacham b'basar b'basar shu'asar, that he corroborated his conjecture that that's actually what Rabbi Yochanan said. He never said basa b'basa was mutter. So everything, we can relax, our blood pressure can come down a little bit. It's not, no one ever said that basa b'basa is mutter. Now,
so who's the person in the Mishnah that said this?
So hold on a second. So now we're coming to the Mishnah. Now, let's look at the Mishnah, Rav Chanina Shomala min de Basra, and He got this out of the Mishnah, which follows, because it says Rabbi Akiva Omer Cholim Es Basham Zemzem Mutan Chutz Min HaBasar, and that means HaBasar BaBasar is Asar. That meant that Basar BaBasar was Asar. Now this pshat in the Gemara at this point is learning like the pshat that we said that he's still talking about when he says Basar is Mutar. He's still talking about Min B'Mino. Now the Gemara is going to say Dilma Is Amras. The Gemara says, maybe you could say that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Ella Moideh Chacham LeRabbi Akiva B'Basa B'Basa Shuhu Asar. Maybe, in other words, don't change the whole statement. You change the statement that was, in other words, if you look back at Rabbi Yasa started off with a statement that B'Chachamim were Moideh to Rabbi Akiva. Then we changed it to Rabbi Akiva was Moideh to the Chachamim. And now we're changing it. Maybe what you heard was the Chacham were Moideh to Rabbi Akiva. You heard that part correctly. B'basa b'basa shuhu asar. Not that it was b'basa b'basa shuhu mutter. Maybe you heard that they were Moideh to Rabbi Akiva, that it's asar. So what was the Havamina of the Gemara to say that it was mutter? Because the Gemara in the Havamina was learning the other pshat in the Mishnah. Right? Right? Well, while the current version, the following one agreed that Rabbi Akiva and the sages forbid the meat, but the following version is more likely because it retains the format of the original teaching, namely that it was the Chachamim being invited to Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So let's just finish up the Gemara. And that's taka the way they say. Finally, the Gemara says, if you have two cabbages, Rav Shimon says that if you have irrigated field with a cabbage, or the rainwater field, it's forbidden because it absorbs. So Rav Yosi, having suffered Meimar, we thought Shalbal Balea, that the cabbage of the rainwater field is the one that absorbs from the irrigated field. But on page Tzadik Zayin, we said in Ma de Omer Ravuna, Sav min Iva, Vahav Leflufa, pick an irrigated field cabbage from its stem, place it into the Filfula dish so that it'll absorb the Filfula's delectable flavor. So you see that the irrigated field is the one, Ado Amr, you see Shosheki Boleya. That in fact it is the cabbage of the irrigated field, that's the absorbed one.
This is Chulin and Chuma again, right?
Yes, this is Chulin and Chuma.
I know this sounds really crazy, but maybe that's what the Gemara was talking about, what meant about meat. Maybe it wasn't talking about
Nevada. How is meat Chuma?
No, well, I thought maybe because it had some sort of mixed with other things. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no other indication of
Rebbe
Kashrus here.
Right.
Except for that.
Yeah, and in fact, we mentioned there's a machlokas, how to learn the Mishnah, whether that case in Basar means Basar with Basar or does it mean Basar with Urakas. If it meant Urakas, then it could Takavi Truma.